Praise God. Hosea chapter number 2, verse number 23. We could stop with this one verse, but I may get a few in the next chapter. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people.
Yes. Yeah.
And they shall say, thou art my God.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. For Bible readers to know a little bit of history of Hosea. Hosea married, amen, a woman from down in Israel by the name of Gomer.
Yeah.
And even though from chapter number 1, the way it was put that he married a wife of the women of the whoredoms, I think it was talking about Israel, not necessarily her condition at that time, because Israel was in a backslidden condition.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
It appears from all scriptural basis that Gomer was no doubt a faithful woman when he married her. Amen. But Bible readers know that through the process of time that Gomer went astray.
Yeah.
She committed adultery upon Hosea. She ran after her own lusts and her own desires. Leads us to verse number 3. Then said the Lord unto me, go yet, love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who took to other gods and loved flagons of wine. So I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, for a homer of barley and a half homer of barley. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee.
Yes.
If the Lord will help me for just a few moments tonight, I'd just like to preach on a love story. Amen. A wonderful love story known to man. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. I don't believe no novelist could write a script or a story, amen, a love story, any greater, any better than that of Hosea and Gomer. Amen. Theirs is a true love story. It happened about 800 years before Christ, amen, in the nation of Israel. Hosea was a tragic figure in many ways. He lived in a dangerous time in Israel's history. Listen to this. Both Rome and Carthage were founded during his lifetime. The Phoenicians were playing the seas and the great ships from Tarshish on the Atlantic coast of Spain to the ports of Palestine. Amen.
Yes.
Within 20 years, 4 kings in Israel had been assassinated. During Hosea's lifetime, the Assyrians invaded the land and carried off a great part of the nation. And near the time of Hosea's death, the kingdom of Israel totally collapsed. Amen. That's the kind of life that Hosea lived. Not only was there turmoil and mix up in Hosea's day, added was his marriage turmoil. Amen. I mean, his home life was a miserable failure. Praise God. Little wonder that Bible scholars refer to him as the prophet with a sorrowful heart. Amen. Somewhere in his youth, he had met this delightful, beautiful young lady named Gomer. Hallelujah. Amen. It was rumored that she was not virtuous, that she had, amen, had many lovers, but the story meant very little to Hosea.
Right.
He loved this woman greater than anything else, and after a time of courtship, Gomer became his wife. Amen. And 3 children were born to the couple before tragedy set in. Amen.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you'd ever caught this, and most people wouldn't unless you just really Bible studiers and intrigued. Amen. But read across this today I had never thought this. Amen. But one man brought this out, commentator that I was reading after, all the way in chapter number 1. Notice in verse number 3. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. Praise God. Amen. The Bible plainly says that he went in unto Gomer, and she conceived and bare him a son. Verse number 6, it appears that Gomer's ways, amen, had already started in by the second child. Verse number 6, and she conceived and bear a daughter. It did not say that she conceived and bear Hosea a daughter. Amen. Thank God, like it did in verse number 3 and then verse number 9. At the birth of the third child, then said God, call his name Lo-Ami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. Amen. Yeah. And ye are the, praise God, the number of children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered. Amen. Verse number 8 is the verse I really needed. Now when she had weaned that big name, she conceived and bare a son. Praise God. I don't know. I'm not here to debate that, but it appears. Verse number 3, she bore Hosea a son. Amen. And verses number 6 and verses number 8 does not say that she bore Hosea a child. Amen. But needless to say, Gomer was very unfaithful of evil, apparently. Amen. Had already started, amen, in the life of Gomer. Soon she began that flirtatious life. She began to flirt with the world, and she was drawn away. Hallelujah. And before very many years had passed, Gomer had become a slave, sold from one to another, from one to another, just a toy, just a possession. And at each sale, her value became less and less and less. Oh, God. But Hosea never stopped loving Gomer. Amen. He inquired about her continually. He asked everybody he knew, have you heard lately of Gomer? Where's she at? Amen. And when she was first ran off and became a slave, he knew there was no way that he could purchase her. The price, no doubt, was so high. Amen. Hey, God, that's the way sin is. But the longer she was in sin and the more she ran in the world, her value began to depreciate. Sin had wrinkled her face. Sin had marred and scarred her life. So from one man to the next, hey God, her value was lower and lower. I come to tell us, church, that's the way the devil would like to do to you. That's what he would like to do to me. Hey God, Michelle brought me back to the church today to get my truck. We went over there and come back, and we just right down the block here, and there was a girl stumbling along with her eyes closed, and she just stumbled along, and from a distance it looked like a young girl. Michelle said, that's so sad, look at that, that's a young girl. Well, she brought me to get my truck, and I went on to the house, and I guess she went over and got something to drink, and brought it to this girl, and she said when she got close to her, it looked like she was probably in the early 20s. Her life is scarred and marred by sin. Hey God, and Michelle said, she asked her, do you know anything about God? Do you know anything about church? Have you ever went to church? Have you ever given your life to God? And that girl looked at her and said, no, but one day I will. Amen. That's the way the world is. One day I'll settle down. One day I'll give Jesus my heart and life. Hey, but I come to tell you, one day may not come. Hey God, that's the way it was with Gomer. Hosea learned, amen, eternal truths about the nature of the sin of his people. This was a twofold way. God was showing Hosea, you see how Gomer's ripping your heart out.
Come on.
That's what Israel's doing to me. I brought them out of Egypt, the land of bondage. They were slaves. I bought them with a great price. I brought them across the Red Sea. I've established them in a land flowing with milk and honey. But every time I turn around, they run off into whoredoms and the ways of the world. And it's ripping my heart out, Hosea, just like it hurts your heart. Hey God, I come to tell us, God loves us. Somebody said, amen, let them go on. I said this, you said this. After people do so much, and they aggravate you so much, and they run away too much, finally you say, let them go their own ways. But that's not what God said. God said, Hosea, go buy her back. Hey God, go get her, Hosea. Like I'm doing for Israel. Israel's turned their back. They walked away from me time and time again. But I'm going back. I'm going back. I come to tell his church, I'm glad he bought me back. I'm glad he seeked and he searched and he found me where I was. Thank God it was only me, but I was worth saving.
If it had only been you, Brother Tommy,
he'd have died on the cross.
Woo!
My ice gets good. Hold on. Hey, but we're playing the harlot Israel, forsaking God, leaving, amen, battering his gifts, amen, his love. Oh, my friend, there is a basic truth that you and I must know. No matter how deep you may go, hey, God, listen to me. No matter how low in sin you may stoop, this is great hope for your family. Maybe your mom, maybe your dad, maybe even your child. No matter how low they have gone into sin, amen, no matter what society has turned their back and think there'll never be help for them, I want to let you know something. God has never stopped loving. Hey, look at Hosea. How many arms, how many men's arms she had been in.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I don't know. That'd be hard to take for any man. But great God, every time Hosea heard about Gomer, he said, man, I sure love that woman. I'd like to have her back. I sure love her. It's a perfect picture of the love of God. No matter how low you go, no matter how far into sin that prodigal went, he still had a father and looked down into the far distance.
Yeah.
One day my boy is going to come back home. I come to tell his church, it's a love story never known to man, that God loved us so much that he gave his only son, that whosoever would believe upon him shall not perish.
Yes,
but have everlasting
life. Hallelujah.
Ooh. Ooh. Holy God.
Oh, amen. Listen, God has never stopped loving you. The sin you might commit, that sin your family member might commit, which has, amen, cut the heart of God into pieces. Amen. Great God, sin cut you too if you didn't know that.
Right.
And it leaves you just a mere image of what you one time were. Those sins
right.
also wound the very heart of God.
Come on.
And they hurt God deeply. Your sin affects those around you. The ones that you least want to hurt.
Yes.
It'll hurt them.
Right.
Hey God, I don't know whose
right.
mom and dad had a daughter over there stumbling out in the alley today.
My.
But if they had seen that daughter, it would hurt them to the heart. Hey God, I know it tore Michelle up all day. And she said the second trip she come back, there was 2 or 3 other cars parked around. Hey man, making sure that poor old girl wasn't about to die. Hey, let me tell you something. God loves you.
Yeah.
Amen. But even more important, those sins, it breaks the very heart of God.
Yeah.
He created us. He designed us. He breathed into us the breath of life. He is God. And his infinite capacity, amen, loves us to the bitter end. Hey, God, when your fellow man gives up, when your friend gives up, when your church gives up, when those around you say there's no hope,
on,
God said, Hosea, amen, she can be loved again. Go buy her back. Go get her back. Hey, God, hey, like that old rock and roll star, I didn't know him, but I read of him, Gary Paxson. He was deep into drugs, deep into rock and roll, but God wrecked him, and God saved him, and he wrote that song. He was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. I come to tell us, God will wait his turn. You can run, Gomer, thank God, and live your life up in sin, but he's there, waiting patiently in line. I come to tell us, he loves us, he cares, and he gave everything for you.
Oh, God.
Somebody said, you don't know how far I've gone. People said I was hopeless.
Dear Lord.
But the Bible said God commendeth his love toward us while we were yet sinners.
Yeah. Praise God.
He was already in line.
Already. Already.
God was waiting patiently. Hosea not only never stopped loving his unfaithful wife, he never stopped searching for her. He inquired about her continually. One day in the marketplace, he heard of a slave auction going to happen. Hey God. Wondering perhaps if Gomer would be there on this day.
Yeah.
Hey God, he told his children and family, wait on me, I gotta go tend to some business. Hallelujah. Hey God, I'll be back before too long. Amen. But don't worry about me. I've got some business. Hey God, he looked everywhere. Walked into this great auction house. Amen. No doubt men standing around with provocative talk, laughing and mocking and making fun of those that were about to be auctioned off. Not cars, not homes, but women on the auction block. Hey God, a slave market. Amen. People were for sale in this junkyard of humanity.
Come on.
Inside that building. Hey God, was a horrible sight. But Gomer, Hosea walks in and wonders if Gomer's in the house.
Yeah.
Then his heart began to pound when he looked up there around all those that were up for sale. And he sees a sin-battered, frail, skinny little woman. This time her eyes weren't bright like they one time were. Hey God, but she stood there with her head down. Hey, and her eyes looking at the floor in shame and in embarrassment, wandering in her own heart.
Come on.
Hey man, lackadaisical, I wonder which man will pay the price for me today. Hey God. Hey, but this is a consistent picture of God. All of a sudden, I know you can believe it how you want to believe it is. I believe it. I believe all the men jeering and laughing and talking, making dirty jokes. See, here's a familiar voice. Gomer, Gomer, it's me. And she looks up.
Ooh, hey, come on.
Oh, it's the love of my youth. It's the love and only man that's ever really loved me. And she perks up and she looks out and she meets eye contact with Hosea. And he looks at her and he says, I ain't got a much. Hey God, we'll get into that in a minute. I ain't got much money, but Gomer, if I can, I'm taking you home today. Hey God, I come to tell you, church, that's how much God thinks about us. You go to hell, you'll go to hell over top of the loving Savior.
Yeah.
And then over the eternal love of a God that would bankrupt heaven, took heaven's mess for us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I read a preacher was in death row.
Oh.
I guess they let him enter for them inmates. He said, here I was standing looking at the electric chair. They was getting ready to electrocute one of the nation's horrific murderers. He said, no doubt that God deserved what he was going to get. Amen. But he said, as I stood there, I broke out into a cold sweat looking. I guess they was getting ready to march that prisoner in, and this preacher was going to say a last prayer for this guy with him before him ever had to do it. And he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, hey, amen, you got a son, don't you? That old preacher said his sweat began to drip down his back. And he said, yes, Lord, I got a son. This guy's son's name was David. And he said, the Lord asked him, said, would you give David in that chair and let that murderer go free? He said, oh, more sweat began to drip down my back. And I said, God, I can't do it. I can't give David for this mass murderer. And he said, the Lord spoke to him. And he said, that's just what I did. I gave heaven's jewel. I gave the best that heaven had for the vilest murderer, for the worst sinner. I come to tell his church, that's how much he loved us. I couldn't give less than for the murderous man, but God said, I gave heaven's best, and heaven the angels cried
is the Lord God Almighty. But he said, I gave him up for the vilest of sinners, for the dumpin. Thank God for the worst of sinners, for the gomers of the world. God loved us that much.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
God. Oh, Hosea never stopped searching for Gomer.
Never.
Hey, man. God never stopped searching for us. You say, Brother Jason, he don't know where we are? No, he knows where we are.
Yes, he does.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? Psalm said 139. If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there.
Right.
Behold, thou art. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth me not from thee. Hey, God, no, God knows exactly where you are.
Right?
Amen. But he wants to make you aware that he knows where you are. He reaches out and he calls you by name. That's why I feel like when Hosea walked in the room, hey, God, and Gomer's head were down. He let her know, Gomer, I found you. I know where you are, and I've come to take you home. That's the way God is. You'll never run from him. Hey, hell's going to be a terrible place. I'll tell you one thing, that you'll never lose in hell, and that's your memory. You'll remember 1,000 times again every sermon you ever heard, every church service you ever sat in. You'll never forget it. You'll never forget the love of a drawing Savior that pulled for us in the altar.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Woo!
Yes, Lord.
But it's not a mere amen. What for president? What if you get word? Hey, president's looking for you. Governor's looking for you. Somebody's looking for you.
Yeah.
Man, you'd let yourself be known. Here I am.
Yeah.
Praise God. Let me tell you something. It's not the governor. It's not the president. It's not head of the state. It's Almighty God who's looking for you. The creator of all the world is looking for you. Hosea never stopped looking, and he never stopped loving Gomer.
Right.
Hey! He never stopped searching for her. And when he found her, he never stopped giving to her.
Come on.
There she was on the auction block. Amen. Suddenly every nerve, hey God, in her body became alive. That voice I've heard before. Yes, there he was. And he was looking at her. His eyes, amen, were eyes of tears. While those tears were streaming down his face, as he looked at her, hey God, he looked at her with that loving gesture that only Hosea could. Hey God, look at this. Amen. I'm going to buy you back, Gomer, if I got enough. Look at this. The price of a slave, according to Exodus 21 and 32, was 30 pieces of silver. Hey, that's what Judas sold Jesus for.
Yeah.
The price of a slave.
Yeah.
Hey God, but Gomer had been sold so much. Her value had been depreciated so much. She only sold for 15 pieces of silver. Hey God, and a half homer of barley. About 8 baskets full of grain. A half price of a slave. Hey God, amen. Hosea didn't have much money, but he was willing to give everything to buy her back.
Woo.
This purchase cost Hosea more than his money. It also cost him his pride. Can you imagine me walking into an auction house buying back your adulterous wife? Thank God she had slandered your name through the mud. Hey! Oh, it was a shameful ordeal, but it was a beautiful picture of the love of God. For God loved us so much that he gave his son. And what did his son do? He hung on a cross. And the Bible said, Haman cursed. It's every man
man that hangeth on a tree. And not only did he hang on a tree, he hung between a murderer and a thief. Great God, it was shameful. But God said, I'm giving all for my love for you. I come to tell the church, Hosea's picture is a wonderful picture of the love of God. He was willing to give it all. Hey, it's a love story. Never owned a man. Great God, Hosea said, I'm going to give it all.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. Woo! Hallelujah.
Give it all. He willingly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Paid the price.
Jesus, yes.
Aren't you glad God never stopped giving?
Come on.
Amen. God was willing to pay.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Auction began. Sure enough, 15 pieces of silver, half homer of barley. About 8 baskets full of barley.
Yes. Holy God.
Hosea wins the auction. And he goes up and he gets her. Hallelujah. And here's these words to her. Amen. Woo, so I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver and for a homer of barley and for a half homer of barley. And I said to her, thou shalt abide for me many days. He said, Gomer, you ain't a harlot no more.
Go on.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
No more.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
No more.
So, will I also be for thee? I'm going to be a husband to you. I'm going to love you and you're going to love me. Hey, God, you don't have to live this life no more.
Right.
Come on home.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Come on home. Why? Because I paid the price.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what God said. You're not your own. He said, I bought you with a price. Amen. Hallelujah. Reminds me of that young boy that built that sailboat. I've told it before. He built that old sailboat. Amen. Nailed it together. Built his own little sail. Put it on that boat. Told his mom he's going out to the lake to try it out one day. And he took that boat out. Amen. It floated. It went so far. He waded out in that water as far as he could. But the wind caught that sail and took that boat way out into the lake. And he had to go back home sad. And his mom said, son, what happened? Did your boat not work? He said, no, mom. It worked too good. It kept going so far that I couldn't get it back. Some time went by. He was at a little secondhand store downtown. And there in the window was his boat. And he looked at that with pride and a smile on his face. And he said, there's my boat.
Yeah.
And he walked in and he looked at that. He remembered the scratches and the nail holes where he pounded the nails in. And he got that boat in his arm and he started marching out. And the storekeeper said, son, where are you going? He said, I'm leaving. This is my boat and I'm taking it home. And he said, no, son, somebody brought that in here and I paid a price for that. That's my boat, and if you want it, you got to buy it back. He didn't have no money, but he went home and saved until he got enough up. He went back and he bought that boat. And under his arm, he went carrying it out the store. And bystander said, when he left, he was muttering some words. And he said, boat, you're mine. First, because I built you. And secondly, because I bought you. I come to tell his church, he bought us. He paid a price.
Yeah.
And I'm his. And he is mine. I come to tell us, I'm redeemed by love that no man can quite explain. The love of God.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stand with me across the
house. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Holy.
Aren't you glad he loves you?
Yes.
Aren't you glad he paid the price for you?
Yes, he did.
Oh, Lord. What a love story. God never stopped loving you. A.J. Gordon, pastor many years ago, pastor of the church, loved birds. Reminds me of Brother Savage. The only Savage loved pigeons.
Yeah.
Amen. Preached a lot of times on pigeons and stuff. Had a lot of sick spiritual significance. This young boy come carrying an old handmade cage into the church, around the church, while the pastor was there praying, studying one day. Down at the church, wasn't even church night. Amen. Praise God. And this young boy had a bunch of birds tied up in the cage. And that pastor said, son, what are you going to do with them birds? He said, well, he said, I'm going to play with them, aggravate them one by one, and probably feed them to my cat.
Yeah.
It bothered that old preacher. He said, son, what would you take for them birds? How much would you take for that cage and them birds? That boy said, well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. Well, right off, the pastor offered him a price that the boy couldn't refuse. He said, preacher, I'll take that price. But I'm just going to let you know, that's way more than these old birds are worth. They're not even songbirds. They don't even sing. These are just old wild birds.
Yes, Lord.
So the pastor paid the boy for those birds. And after the boy walked off into the sunset, that pastor went out behind the church and opened them doors. A.J. Gordon opened them doors of that cage, and he said them birds took off a flying. Hey, God. Yeah. And he went back and took that empty cage to his church Sunday, and he preached on redeemed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he told about them birds, and he said, hey, that old boy said them birds wasn't worth nothing. They weren't even songbirds. He said, but as I heard them fly out the cage, he said, I heard them singing a song, redeemed, redeemed. Come to Phyllis tonight. Hey, we're going to be able to sing a song. Thank God that nobody can sing. The blood bought, born again, children of God. I've been redeemed by the love of a God that went all the way to the auction block. Amen. And purchased me and set me free of my sin.
Yes, Lord. Woo! Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Whew.
Yes, Jesus.
I'm puzzled, Brother Tommy.
Oh, Lord.
So Thursday night, Brother Tommy preached on this once appointed to man to die. And after death, the judgment.
The judgment. Oh, God.
I never know from service to service what I'm preaching on. I got usually hang around 3 or 4 or 5 thoughts. When I get Sunday, I got to just pray through one.
Praise God. Yeah,
that's kind of the way I've always operated.
It's good.
I usually got 3 or 4, you know, thoughts are going, and you just got to, I can't preach it unless it's on my heart.
That's it right there.
So this kind of got on my heart. I studied reading this a few weeks back. It just wasn't there a few weeks ago.
Yep. Yep.
Boy, it got there today.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Woo. Once appointed a man to die, and after death, the judgment. Yeah. And then right back to back on a Sunday night, God saying, hey, he loves you.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's puzzling because, you know, it's most of the church people here. Go see all us church. We know one another. We love one another.
Jesus.
Amen. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight. I really don't. A lot of times I got a good idea. Tonight I don't. But I come to tell you, there's a God. That'll go all the way to the altar. I've went as far as I can go with you. I've went as far as I can go. I've went all the way to the grave with you. I thought about that today. Amen. God will go all the way to the grave with you. He'll go all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Bow your heads with me tonight, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. This is a serious service here tonight. I know it's mostly us home folks right here. But God, you burdened Brother Tommy's heart Thursday night. And I did not have this on my heart this morning. But as the day went by, Lord, you know what you lay on my heart. I thought, Lord, but why? Why would I preach that on a Sunday night? Amen. Lord, I don't know who it is here tonight, but let them feel that love that you have for them. Let them feel that love that Gomer felt in Hosea would seek her, search her, and find her down on the altar block and by her neck. God, that's the love you have for your people over and over and over again. We break your heart. We tear, amen, tear your heart out. God, you love us so much that you'll go all the way. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's gather in here. Somebody needs to pray. I ain't gonna single nobody out. You need to pray tonight.
God loves you. God cares about you. You go all the way. All the way. Shout out. Thank you.
tales of snow.